Moncrief on News Talk.
If you enjoy doing nothing, or if you think it's a kind of a skill you have, then you can put that to the test. For the last 10 years, an annual competition has tested people's ability to do nothing for 90 minutes. It's called the Space Out Competition. This year's winner is Amelia Lumley. Good afternoon, Amelia, and congratulations.
Oh, thank you, Sean. Thank you very much.
So describe the rules of this competition and how one competes in it, for want of a better word.
Yeah, absolutely. The competition is just to see who can do space out the hardest for 90 minutes. Some people might say that doing nothing won't win you anything in life, but they're dead wrong, and I have the trophy to prove it.
Okay, and so, but how do they test that you're doing nothing, and what are the kind of competing methods of doing nothing?
Yeah, good question. There's a few markers. There are some adjudicators walking around who will come and check on your heart rate at 30-minute intervals to make sure that you truly are spaced out. There's a panel of comedians who will be cracking jokes and making sure that they can't get you to giggle too much, that you're truly zoned out and not on the planet Earth anymore. And in the competition that I was in, that was based in Melbourne, we also had some local lifeguards as well chipping in to do some judging.
And what were the lifeguards doing?
Just walking around.
And were they
guarding our lives?
Were they worried?
Keeping us safe from sharks.
Okay. In case anybody drowned? Or were they just like walking around as a distraction in really tiny shorts?
Yeah, that's that. Yeah, walking around in tiny shorts,
okay,
trying to distract us. But we were, you know, we were all good competitors. We didn't let it get it to us.
Yeah, okay. And so did you do much in the way of preparation in advance of this, Amelia?
Yeah, just, well, it wasn't too tricky. I'm a bit of a space cadet to begin with. I was definitely, went in confident. I just spaced out around Melbourne and got into the zone.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not something you really have to prepare for, I would say. I think it's all within us, and we can all tap into it whenever we'd like.
Okay, so you kind of knew you would be good at this?
I think so, yeah. If sitting down to write my essays at uni have taught me anything, is that I am very good at having a bit of a space out.
Okay. And while you were spacing out, they were measuring your heart rate and then maybe just kind of judging you visually as to how spaced out you are.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Yeah. And how low did your heart rate get to?
Let me have a look. I've got it on a piece of paper here. I think I started at 125, and then by the end of it, I was down to just under 90.
Okay, right. Okay, and did you feel the time going, or you know, when they called the time was finished, did you kind of go, oh, really, it's over already? I thought I just sat down.
Yeah, it did go pretty quick. I got there, I was very keen to space out, so I got there incredibly early, so I had already been sitting down getting spacing out for about 3 hours before the 90 minutes started. And it does just go in a flash. Yeah. Mm.
But you were dressed as a fountain in this competition. Is that right?
Yeah, that is right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you were kind of sitting in a bucket with a kind of a fountain-y thing on your head that was continually spraying water.
Yeah, that's right. In the middle of Melbourne winter.
Okay. So how cold did that get?
I had two people assisting me on the day, which was great. They put some warm water into it to begin with, but then as time went on, it did get a little bit chilly.
Okay. And some people have alleged that because this was continuously trickling water, you were trying to make your competitors want to go to the toilet.
Yeah, I was. I wanted to be soothed by the sound of the water. And then, yeah, one of my tactics was hopefully to get people to drop out by the sound of that running water. Perhaps it would motivate them to go to the bathroom.
Did that
I just
work?
Really wanted to make a splash in the competition.
Yeah, absolutely. Did it work? Did anyone have to run grasping their groin out to the toilet?
A few people did drop out around the 30-minute marks, but I don't know if it was because of that.
But it didn't make you want to go to the toilet. How did you rise above that urge?
Well, I was sitting in a basin of water already, so oh. I would not like to confirm or deny anything in that respect.
Okay. Who emptied the water afterwards when you were finished?
That's a good question. I'm not sure, actually.
Okay. Well, you know, fair dues to them. That's a sign of true friendship when they do that. For winning this competition, Amelia, what did you get? Did you get a big check or a trophy or what?
I did. I got a wonderful trophy that has the same hat that the artist Whoops Yang, who organized the event, wears as part of their look. And then I'll also be helping to judge the next competition because they're annual. I believe it's going to be in Singapore next year.
Oh, that's nice. So you get a trip to Singapore.
Yeah. Each time, when it goes to the next competition to help out. So we had, oh my gosh, I've forgotten his name, but the lovely winner from South Korea came to Melbourne this time and, yeah, just helps us all to get into the zone. And, yeah, it's nice. It's a nice day out.
Yeah, okay. And have you found this experience, do you think it will prepare you for other experiences in life? You know, if, say, you know, you're at an in-laws dinner party and you're bored out of your mind, that you can cope with these kind of things better now?
My in-laws are absolute darlings. I would never be
didn't mean to malign your in-laws. I know nothing about them. I'm sure they're delightful people.
They're wonderful people. Yeah. But yeah, I guess it does. I think the point of the what it spawned out of the space out competition was hustle culture in South Korea and how you might feel like in order to be valuable in society or like you're being a good worker, it's like constant productivity. And this is just to kind of be like in protest of that sort of way of thinking. So I think that's definitely something I'll carry forward with me.
Okay. Well, Amelia, yeah. Thank you so much for speaking with us today and very best of luck in the future with doing as little as possible. That was Amelia Lumley there, winner of the 10th International Space Out Competition.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.